USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The presidential debate tonight between President Trump and Democrat nominee Joe Biden is scheduled for 9 p.m. Eastern from Belmont University in Nashville. The president discounts the moderator, Kristen Welker.
Well, I think the mute is very unfair, and I think it's very bad that they're not talking about foreign affairs. They're supposed to be talking about foreign affairs, and I think that the anchor is a very biased person. Her parents are very biased. But that's my life.
The debate will be 90 minutes long and have no commercial breaks. It will be divided into six 15-minute segments that the moderator has chosen. They are fighting COVID-19, American families, race in America, climate change, national security, and leadership. The Commission on Presidential Debates will silence the microphone of the candidate who is not speaking during the two-minute opening segments. USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has a special offer, and a lot of people are taking advantage of it. Simply apply by October 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that has shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Senate Judiciary Committee will vote on Judge Amy Barrett and move for a final vote Monday. Democrat Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats will not participate, calling her nomination illegitimate. Republican Senator John Kennedy on Fox News says he likes the nominee.
And any fair-minded person who watched those hearings, who's read her legal writings, I have. She knows how to use a semicolon. Who's talked to her students and colleagues knows that she is splendidly qualified in terms of judicial philosophy, intellect, temperament, integrity. Now, you may disagree with her judicial philosophy, but she believes the role of a judge is to tell us what the law is, not what it ought to be. Right now, Chuck's kind of like a teenager. He's mad at everybody. We're going to confirm Judge Barrett, and Senator Schumer needs to fill out a hurt feelings report, and let's move on.
If confirmed, this will be President Trump's third judge to the Supreme Court. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
As if we didn't have enough to worry about, toilets are now under fire. USA Radio News Val Dior explains.
If you're younger, you might not remember ye toilets of old, a toilet that took care of business, flushing everything in one fell swoop. You learn to be careful not to flush while still sitting. At his rally in Carson City, Nevada, the president took aim at what he calls ridiculous water restrictions put on newer toilets. He says that Americans have to flush their toilet 10 to 15 times, which in turn causes more water usage. Some realtors will tell you it's a thing, with clients buying newer homes and turning to a toilet black market, replacing new pots with old pots found in homes that have been torn down. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
The Department of Justice, along with 11 state attorney generals on Tuesday, filed a civil antitrust lawsuit in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia to stop Google from unlawfully maintaining monopolies through anti-competitive and exclusionary practices in the search and search advertising markets, and to remedy the competitive harms. Joe Konka from The Hill tells Fox News, big tech is bigger influence on our daily lives than most think.
I think is a big preview of things to come, because conservatives, quite frankly, on the right side of the aisle, they've had enough, because they see the evidence. They see, for instance, Facebook's election integrity expert formerly worked as a special advisor for European policy to then Vice President Joe Biden.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.